Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome
to Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast,
Millennial Mom Chatter.
One day we'll have some sort of synchronized thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at you thinking, oh, is she going to, are we going to do it together?
One day.
Yeah. One day. How are you?
I'm doing good. How has your week been?
My week's been very hectic. Family stuff going on, but hanging in there. We did the eye doctor this morning. That was fun. We got out of the way. New glasses for Jax. Start the new school year. I feel like I'm prepared for the new school year. Like, I've got...
Yeah?
I got all of the... Why am I drawing a blank on the name? I got all the uniforms. Washed them. And then all of the school supplies. And I feel like we're ready. Perfect. I got shoes. Like, we're good.
Nice. Way to go. That's, like, definitely a mom win. To, like, knock out the school year stuff, like, well before the school year starts. Because when do your kids go back?
August 15th. We go back the same day, right?
I think so, actually.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's, like, August a random Thursday.
Well. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I actually don't mind. How do you feel about that? I enjoy the whole, like, go back to school at the end of the week and let them have the weekend to, like, get acclimated. Or do you prefer a Monday start date?
I think it has its pros and cons. Yeah. I think, like... Wait, they're already back home again?
Yeah. Like, we just did this. Like,
I guess it's okay. I guess it's not bad. I think it's better because they don't come home with homework, maybe.
Yeah.
Whereas if they started with Monday, I feel like they would have already started with homework.
For sure, yeah. And I think the kids
maybe
enjoy
we have,
too.
Like, we can adjust. Yeah. I think we started Wednesday last year. So our next year we'll start on Friday because they just keep pushing it back.
Yeah.
Which Friday was, that to me is useless. Don't even
no,
start.
No, that would
on
be
Friday.
An awful first day. No. Yeah. Don't even bother. Like.
No. Like, don't even ask me to take my kid to school. I bet there would
be
a lot of people missing.
There would be a lot of people missing because they would use that as part of their summer break.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think so.
I think we've knocked out school supplies, and I ordered a lot of their school uniforms. So I think the only thing we have left is, like, lunchbox, like, the miscellaneous things. Like, pick out your lunchbox. Like, which tennis shoes do you want? Which is the fun stuff. So I feel like feeling pretty good for a month out, right? Is that a month? It's exactly a month before these kids
exactly
go back
a
to
month.
School.
Yeah, I wanted to get it done because, you know, we go on our vacation.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to be everyone to it. I didn't want to have to be like, there's not this at Target or in school supplies or like your uniforms are back ordered. I didn't want to have to deal with that. So
no, for sure.
I was like, my goal was to be everybody to it.
Yeah.
And then now I don't have to worry about it. I'm very much a tasker where if something is on my list, I want it like crossed off now.
Yeah.
Not for it to be like, I have to remember it down the line. I want it done now. It's a little bit of a flaw too.
Yeah.
Because, like, if somebody's, like, say I have a month to do something, I will, if I know I have to do it, I will want it done today.
Oh, for sure. But anything, it saved you so much stress and hassle, especially with your guys' vacation, because that's putting you pretty close to, like, back-to-school date.
Yeah. So, I know. That's what I'm excited about. We get to enjoy vacation, and then we get back, and it's, like, school.
Oh, actually, speaking of that, I don't think our guests know where you're heading. Like, do you want to tell us where you're going and what you're doing? Because this is something you've planned for, like, years, right?
Yeah, two years. In October of 2022.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We are going on Icon of the Seas. Brand new ship. Super excited. Like,
it's basically
really excited.
A mega ship.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm trying to lose right now. Like, I don't even understand why I'm trying to do that. I think I've already given up again. And... same thing that we've talked about, like, as a mom and as, like, just life in general. I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a mom. But you get in your, like, routine, and you're like, oh, I'm doing great, and I'm working out, and I'm being active and doing all these things. And then, like, life hits you again.
Yeah.
And knocks you off.
Like, yeah, especially when the kids are home right now. Like, we're cooking differently. We're doing different activities. Our routine is not the same. And then when are you supposed to work out? Like, because you have a pretty good workout regimen, like, when the kids are at school, I feel like. Every time I talk to you, you had, like, a pretty rock-solid routine.
I think when we're not busy, I am pretty good even when they're home because I don't care. You know me, I'll go in the garage and be like, my house could be falling apart right now and whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I was doing good and I was being very active and I was being intentional and like I had already lost like 4 or 5 pounds. And then like the stuff with my family happened and then here we are like thrown off again, haven't worked out in days. And I'm just like, why? That happens to me every time. It's either like something happens or our vacation comes or and I'm like right back to the start again.
Yep. No, that's understandable though.
But I need to be disciplined. Works out,
though. Like, I know, but that's hard with your family though.
I know, but like if I don't get a workout in and I have to work out at 10 p.m., then I have to work out at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it. Maybe I shouldn't be that strict, but that's why I am the weight I am and the condition I'm in right now. It's because of that. That's so I'm trying to be better.
You'll get there.
I know. I just need to commit to the marathon. Yeah. Because I talked, listeners again don't know, but I have somewhat committed myself to a marathon. Disney Marathon 2026. So a while from now. Because 2025 is already sold out. So a few guys from Alvaro's job are going to do it, and I think I'm going to commit to it, but we have to sign up in April. So I'm giving myself like, I need to see where I'm at in April.
Yeah. That's plenty of time though. Like to have the good weather to train in.
Yeah.
And then like have a good like idea of where you're at. Like,
yeah.
That's like, not like tomorrow.
Like it's to realistic. Me, if I can't run like 5 miles straight by April, like I'm never going to make it. Right.
I don't know about all that.
That's
a little hard.
Then I only have less than a year to like make up 21 more miles. No.
So listeners, if you guys have ever ran a Disney marathon, slide into our comments and messages to give Heather all the tips for training for the half or for the full. Sorry. Cause it's you're signing up for the full,
if
right?
If you've done a Disney full marathon, let me know. Like, am I going to die?
All the tips and pointers.
Cause I'm doing
No, she's not going to die. You're going to train. You are committed to the training.
Yes, but I'm doing the math and I'm like, I have to run for 4 hours? Like, even running 10 minutes right now is like, the whole time I'm thinking like, when is this going to be over? Like, you don't feel that way?
No, I do feel that way. I hate running on the treadmill and like looking at the time and being like, surely I've been running for 20 minutes and it's like 4 minutes. And I'm like, no way.
I don't have the capability of like shutting off the thought of how miserable I am. Mm-mm. Like, does that ever come? You know how people are like, runner's high. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in that for myself. Like,
I think runner's high comes when you're finished. When you, like, step off and you look at what you've accomplished. I think that's it. I don't think that there's any sort of, like, in the miserable.
Really? No. I hear people that like, you hit a stride and you think, like, now I could run forever.
Nope, not me. I've never been that way. I've never experienced this sensation.
I need to experience this Gloria. You know how skinny I would be if I had that? I would be able to just run, but whatever.
That'll be you in 2026.
I'm going to be like, Jackie, you don't run?
Yeah, I'd be like, you don't run over 20 miles? Gross. Like, get on my level.
I mean, okay, so Tony's going to run. Her husband is going to run a marathon. And Alvaro's going to run a marathon, and I am thinking about running a marathon. Yeah. So you need to hop on it.
Oh, whoa, no. No, thank you. Thank you so much for offering. Like, not
you don't
want
to share in our misery?
No. I would happily sign up for like a half with you guys, because I think that I know I could accomplish that. But a full, I can't even fathom. Like that just, like you said, over 4 hours of running, I just, no. Like, I could think of so many things that sound more fun.
I mean, I am at the, in the shape I'm at right now, I don't know if I could run more than, like, 30 minutes of straight running.
Yeah. So we've already got a 5K. That's a 5K. You got it. Just no, think of 5K a couple is 3.2. more 5K. Yeah, but that's like half an hour of running. 3.2 miles?
If you do a 10-minute mile.
Less than 30 minutes. Yeah.
10-minute mile always seems like not too bad. And then you like you see the speed on the treadmill that you have to run at and you're like, whoa, that's fast. Like, you'll especially for my legs, I feel like, not that I'm short, but I'm not tall at all. Like, I have to buy a short jeans.
Like, you're short. But I went shopping with this girl and I couldn't believe it when she tried on jeans and they went past and touched the floor. And I was like, but you don't even look short.
I know. She's like, what do you mean you buy short? And I'm like, yeah, I have to buy short. And she's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, no. If I buy regular, they're like, I don't know, 4 inches.
Because you don't look like a short person. Like, no, and you're not a petite woman, like where you need to buy, like, you look like you could buy regular clothes. Like,
no, because clothes, I've heard they're made for like 5'8".
Yeah.
5'7".
But I didn't even realize that. So I was like, oh, surely you're just buying regular clothes off the rack. Like, I was like envious of your shopping experience.
Yeah.
Like, no, but little did I know.
Like, so little did you know, neither one of us are in the normal.
Yeah.
Like,
in case you were trying to like tell just by this picture of us, like what size we were, neither of us can just grab clothes off the rack.
No, you're in the tall, I'm in the short. And I mean, occasionally, like, I can buy regular pants when they are like cropped.
Yeah.
But then they're normal for me. They're not cropped.
Yeah.
Like my American, Good American. They're, yeah, like kind of like a crop, like a shorter, and they are just normal jeans on me.
And which is wild, because I saw those on you, and I was like, they look so good. And you're like, yeah, this is a cropped size. And I was like, but they hit you so perfectly at the ankle. Like,
yeah.
I was like, surely they're regular. Yeah.
By the way, I discovered, so for the longest time, I just discovered it today, actually. For the longest time, I think I've asked you, actually. Remember those little holes that I get on my shirt?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about, like, the front, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, is this because I can't give it away yet. But anyways, I thought it was me, like, being against the counter or, like, leaning against something. Like, I'm like, what's happening? Because it's not moths because it's, like, the same spot on all my shirts. Mm-hmm. So I do think some of it's from when I wash dishes and I, like, lean against things or whatever. But I determined that one of the shirts I always do my millennial mom tuck has the holes. So all of my tucked shirts, that the ones that, like, I do a little tuck right in the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all have little holes.
Yeah. Interesting. So what are we doing? We're just breaking down our shirts.
Yeah. Well, it's just like once you tuck in the jean and it's just going like and rubbing.
Yeah. And denim's very abrasive.
Yeah. Do any of your shirts have that?
Yeah. I have tons of shirts that are like that. And I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's surely from when I'm doing dishes or just like life, like rubbing against like a buckle or like the countertop. Like, it's just
the little holes are our millennial mom tuck.
We're ruining our own clothes with our own fashion, like faux pas. Like,
yeah. Like, you know, my little, the one I have like this as beige, I had to get a brand new one. Holes.
And that's only like a year old shirt.
But I tuck it all the time.
So cute too. What a shame.
So people we're said it was moths for me. Guys, it's not. It's the millennial.
No, it's not moths. You have your house is brand new and there's no moths. Like, that doesn't even make sense. We knew it wasn't so moths because it was only on the front of your shirts.
Yes. So I'm ruining
and
it would
be
my
all
shirts.
Over your husband's shirts and your kids' shirts. Like, no one else has holes in their clothes.
I'm ruining them, guys, with a millennial mom tuck. I can't get, like, what do we think about the tuck? I'm here for it. And it's going to stay.
I love the tuck. I'm going to keep this tuck alive until I'm an old lady.
Like, yeah, I think so too. I don't know. You're good with friends, though.
Yeah, but so right now, the younger generation is not tucking in their shirt. They're letting their oversized tees, like, hang over their biker shorts and stuff.
Yeah,
so, like, they're doing that.
Raggedy.
But I think it does, and it's not flattering. So I feel like if you want to look like you have a figure and not add extra 20 pounds, you have to front tuck. Like, put that extra material someplace.
Yeah. Like, so do we think we're all going to stay like that? Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I know. Yeah. It's because of iPad.
Losers.
Front tuck.
By the way, if you can't, you're just listening, the video just gave me a thumbs down. do we think it's going to stay like that? Do we think that Gen Zers are going to stay non-tucked? Or do you think when they grow up and they have mom bods and they want to show their figure, they're going to start tucking.
They'll start tucking.
Okay. Yeah. So you think that we're going to stay tucking and they're going to start tucking?
They'll eventually start tucking, for sure. Yeah. Because they're not going to want to stay like that. Like, they're not going to want to look frumpy as, like, 29-year-old moms. Like, they're going to want to, like, embrace their figure as well. They're not going to be like, eh, like.
Let's see, because their clothes right now are pretty, like.
Frumpy.
Pretty mom, like, frumpy. Yeah. It's just wild to see the fashion trends that, like, that. Like, we got out of because it was, like, going out of style. Like, these big, wide-leg jeans and, like, you know, we had to stop wearing them because it was all about the skinny jean or it was all about, you know, the low-rise flare. And now, like, all of the Gen Zers are wearing the big, wide-leg pants, mom jeans, like, cargo pants. All of this is coming back.
They're really unflattering on some of these. It's interesting because you think these 18-year-old girls would want to wear, like, really tight-fitting, figure-flattering, show-off-their-body type of outfits, and they're not. They're wearing these oversized pants, these oversized tops, and they're really, like, covering their bodies. Like, and I'm just like, wow, how interesting that, like, we barely wore any clothes in our teenage years. Like, the lower the jeans, the higher the top, everything.
What do you mean your thong isn't showing?
Yeah, like, you'd be wearing, like, a... Those crop tops are like a bandeau top almost, where they had no... It was like a halter top with nothing. And it was like the less the clothing, the better. Mm-hmm. Like,
gotta have the crochet top with the useless belt.
Useless belt, for sure.
The belt that's just like, just on top of your jeans.
Yes, doing absolutely nothing.
Or on top of your dress. I actually... Oh, yeah. Okay, so I never actually really got into the belts.
Oh, I did.
I never did the belts. And I
like the big boho belt on top of a dress. Yes. 100%.
Okay. I was kind of, when that was very popular, I was kind of in like my Avril Lavigne era.
Oh, yeah.
So I missed that in the sense that I don't have to look back and be like, ooh, cringe. Because I for sure would have gone for the oversized belt. To me, what kills me the most is the oversized belt, like with the dress. That's where.
No, the oversized belt with the maternity top and the gaucho pants or leggings. That was, like, the ugliest for me.
I definitely was like that
did no favors for anybody.
No, I definitely had the maternity tops with the gaucho pants. I just didn't add a belt to it.
Maternity tops. Like, why did we wear that stuff? It was, who said that that's cute? 19-year-old girls, go ahead and wear your maternity tops to the club.
But like, you know what was good? Cute. I will tell you, when I got pregnant, because I became a mom young, I had all of the maternity tops.
And you were cute.
And I could wear them. Like, I definitely had teenager, like, I had stuff from my teens that I was like, I can rock this now with a belly.
Yeah. Yes. And so, it was cute because then it was going to be, like, tight everywhere else and very figure flattering. Like,
yeah, so it worked out for me.
Like,
it worked out for me.
For sure.
But, have you seen the whole Abercrombie, like, articles and documentary?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm honestly, I was going to ask your opinion on this. Do you think, because this is, like, the chatter right now, is that Abercrombie is gearing more towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to ditch the little high schoolers. Like, do you feel like you've noticed that transition? Like, have you been shopping at Abercrombie? Or did you already kick Abercrombie to the curb years ago?
I definitely kicked it to the curb years ago. And then more recently, like, it's cute. They have cute stuff. My body is not ideal for it, I feel like. Maybe I haven't found the right, like, I don't know, jeans or whatever. But I feel like they don't fit me great. That could just be my body type. But they do have cuter stuff. But I'm kind of here for, like, it's, I want them to, it's nice that they're moving with us, right? Like, cool. Like, you're gearing up for, like, targeting millennials, right? But, because we grew up with them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like they should keep their look still, in a sense. Not necessarily in clothes. Like, I like that they dropped the logos. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, we're not.
We don't want graphic tees that say Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, we're not.
No, like, no one's trying to be, like, you know, 35 years old with just, like, names all over themselves.
Yeah.
So I like that. But I kind of liked their, like, dark wood look. And, like, I felt like they were different.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss that. Because when you go in now, they've, like, lightened everything up.
Yep.
Like the rest of the stores. And it just, the dark, I feel like you could focus on what you see at the moment. Whereas, like, when it's bright and light, you feel, like, very department store, fluorescent, overwhelmed. Like, you can see all the way to the back of the store, and you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff here. And I don't know, it's overwhelming to me. I'm here for if they would have kept, like, gone with us on looks and style, but, like, left their signature look of needing, like, a flashlight and...
But, like, I can't breathe and see while I'm in here. This must be a nice store.
That's how Hollister, especially Hollister with a smell, but both of them. Have you seen those, like, reels and TikToks that are, like, they have, like, a N95 mask.
Yeah.
And they're, like, in there with a flashlight, like, yeah, I'm just trying to find a shirt.
And they can't hear because the music is so loud. Like, they're like, what'd you say? Like,
but it's nice that they're rebranding to an extent.
Yes.
But I feel like they didn't just, like, rebrand a little bit. It was just an overhaul.
But they had to, though. So this is what had happened to Abercrombie. When everything came out with their old CEO, there was just a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes crime that was taking place as far as, like, sexism, who they were hiring, and kind of the overall image. And they were catering themselves towards men, like, young men. And it was very sexualized. So I think the rebranding took them to, like, an opposite end of the spectrum, and it's helped because now they're targeting our age, which we're the ones that have money. They're like, they quit on the kids because they have no money to walk in the store and buy anything.
Yeah.
And then also women, they're finally gearing towards women. What do we want? Like, we want clothing that can fit us for when we go to church, for when we go to girls' nights, to when we go to weddings, business interviews. Like, we don't just want, like, a pair of jeans and a graphic tee. So I feel like they've done a really good job at, like, adapting to what are millennials doing on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And then they also tapped into, like, creating a whole new line of denim. So I think that's, like, one of the big arguments, what you had mentioned, where it's, like, some of their jeans are kind of ill-fitting. And it's kind of like, well, why would I want to spend $100 on this pair of jeans if they don't fit me properly?
Yeah.
So now they have their new curve line because a lot of people were complaining about that. So hopefully we start to see that as, like, an uptick as well for how they do successfully as a business. But they've done a lot in their rebrand of, like, making their storefronts smaller because they realized that we were basically getting bombarded with, like, overstimulation of clothing everywhere, the smells, the lighting, all of it. So they went
all the shelves and the little island of tables and lightened everything up. They're like, wow, this is a lot of space.
Yeah. So they went ahead and they made all of their stores smaller. And they lessened their inventory, too. So now they're really only trying to sell us what we want. So I'm really curious to see, because that's going to be kind of pushing other retailers like J. Crew, you know, Old Navy, all these other companies to kind of do something similar, because they're going for a more minimalistic vibe with us. And I'm like, I'm here for it, because I feel like their clothes are not, like, I don't feel like a teen bopper when I go into these stores anymore, where it's just like, oh, am I too old to be here? Like,
yeah,
is it wrong for me to still shop in this store? Because we are also the first group of people that don't want to go shop at Ann Taylor. We don't want to go to Christopher Banks. We don't want to go to, like,
what is it? Black and white? Not Black and White.
Yeah. Black and White, the Loft, all those kind of stores. Like, those are great for, like, business clothes, but that's it. Like, I'm not wearing those clothes out to go to the grocery store or have, like, a girls' night with my friends. So Abercrombie is really, like, sticking to us and trying to, like, give us cute clothes that we can feel confident in and, like, feel very age appropriate in as well. So, and then they also, like, increase their quality too. So instead of just being a cotton tee, now they're trying to tap into, like, nice clothes that we would want to wear and want to purchase. So I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I like what they're doing. I hope other stores copy.
Yeah, I definitely like that they have grown with us in a sense. And they didn't really grow with us, I guess you could say, because I would say most people stopped shopping at Abercrombie. And then in the more recent years, then it's kind of like now we're back to them. I don't know if I have anything for Abercrombie, but it's not that I'm against it. I just haven't gone to, I don't know. Like I said, the last time I went, I tried something on and it was, like, very ill-fitting. Oh, actually, I got a dress with you, right?
Oh, yeah. You did get a dress. Yeah.
And she didn't believe me.
Because we both have, like, from the same collection. We each have a dress from.
Yes.
They're very cute.
And you didn't believe me that jeans do not fit me. And then I took her to Abercrombie and I was like, look.
Look at these jeans.
And she's like, yeah, don't buy those. And I was like, yeah. Told I know. You know how you complain that you have a hard time finding jeans? Me too. Yeah. I still feel like the fashion industry has still not figured out jeans.
No, they haven't. No store has really mastered denim for women
these days. It is so hard. Even when I find where I'm like, oh, you know where it honestly fits me the best is American Eagle.
American Eagle does have really good jeans. I think they've been pretty consistent because I remember buying American Eagle jeans as a teenager and then now as an adult. Like, yeah. I've been pretty pleased with their quality and their price. And then, like, the selection of styles, too. Like, I've not ever felt like, oh, this is outdated. Like, I don't think this is on trend. I don't feel comfortable buying this. Like, they've done very well.
Yeah. We need to have Limited 2 go with us, too.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have – supposedly they're coming back.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw, like, a launch party.
I honestly think that Limited 2 should come back and target Gen Z.
Ooh, that would be cute if they because did that. Because where's Gen Z shopping? Cute, like, bright colors, like...
Yeah, where's Gen Z shopping?
At the same stores. They're all shopping at...
You think so?
Free People. No, they're buying a lot of, like, Urban Outfitters, Free People, Anthropologie. I think that's where they're shopping.
Where are they shopping? You cut out.
Urban Outfitters, Anthropologie.
Okay, Zara.
Zara.
I have never stepped in a Zara store in my life.
I love Zara.
Really?
It's a fast fashion. So think like Forever 21 and H&M, but better. It's better quality and then a little bit higher prices. And then they're more like, they didn't just make 5 billion outfits, kind of like a Forever 21. You know, when you walk in there and it's just like 5 billion pieces of clothing made in China. Yeah. Zara is a little bit more like, hey, what is the trend? And here's our 5 pieces of clothing that match the trend. Hmm. So they're not as like obnoxious as like H&M and Forever 21. But definitely fast fashion, affordable, but a little bit better quality. Yeah. So very nice.
I have never been a fast fashion girl, so I never shopped at H&M or Forever 21. I've never owned not one piece of clothing.
I'm about to get myself canceled because I am definitely a fast fashion girl, and it sucks because I know obviously it's not doing good for the world, like to support these businesses. But this is my problem. My internal battle is, for one, I can't afford to go buy like a Gucci sweater, so therefore
that's to the extreme.
Yeah, so like, or like, I don't know, just a more like high-end like nice sweater, like I'd rather just buy it than for $20 from Zara or H&M. So I have like a hard time with that because I'm not in the tax bracket to support a higher end store or retailer.
I think that it's not that you can't afford some of the stuff, it's that you won't wear it that long.
And I won't. If it goes out of style,
so I hate still that I spent $100 wear stuff on from it. 15 years ago.
Yeah. I do too. But some of it is timeless, and there's other things that I should honestly throw away. Like, oh, not coming I mean, back in style. Like,
listen, I am, but you know me, I'm not fashion forward. So, like, I have been wearing the same things for, you know, my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. Unless I outgrew it or I cannot fit in it, that's why I got rid of it. I don't think I've ever thrown something away because, like, it's not in style anymore.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So, I don't shop at, but I don't shop designer either. Like, just have never. I guess when I've gone into all these places, it's like seems like cheap stuff that like also because I'm not into fashion, all of these stuff like places are fashion forward. So it's not me. Like I am a jeans and t-shirt girl to the bone, like to the core. Yeah. Like that is the kind of person I am.
And that's totally fine because that is actually on trend now.
Yeah, I'm very on trend right now.
You are very on trend with your cute bodysuits, like a plain basic tee, front tucked into a pair of jeans. Like you're
I
on
just
trend.
Need to get a little skinnier for bodysuits and then I'll be like here for it. But I'm all about the jeans and the front tucked t-shirt.
Yeah. I think this is also like my battle too is that a lot of people are like, oh, buy secondhand. And I'm like, okay, I love that argument. Like, I should be hopping on Poshmark, eBay, the thrift stores. But this is the thing, too. I don't know if you've ever scrolled through Poshmark. These people are on there taking their Lululemon leggings for, like, $98 and then selling them for $80. And I'm like, bro, I don't want your pilled, like scratchy, overwashed leggings from Lululemon when I can basically go buy that in the store mm-hmm. whenever they're having a sale. So like for me, I'm like, okay, well now I'm not going to go on Poshmark. Like I'm not going to buy secondhand. So now I'm doing the unethical thing by not helping our planet and having to go buy new. But it's like no one else is like, it takes all of us to like go jump on that bandwagon to like not support fast yeah. fashion. And to like embrace like just one thing, keeping it a staple, having a capsule closet. Like I love that idea, but it's like, it's a battle. And I'm just yeah. like, if I jump in and buy the clothes, then I get that I'm doing something wrong. But therefore it's like, can I make an impact myself?
No, I don't think you're
so
doing
I don't know.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's I mean, just... my one time buying clothes from Zara or Shein or Forever 21, I'm like, surely I'm not that bad, right?
Have you bought from Shein? I've never bought from Shein.
I have purchased from Shein. I am one of those people, I'm a proud supporter of Shein. Like, just because of quality, it's not going to be your top notch, right? Like, I'm not buying this mm-hmm. stuff to be silk, but for fast fashion, like, to see, like be on trend for something, that's going to be a little bit more pricey if I bought it from, like, Anthropologie, because then it's going to be a dupe. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I love it that I can get something that would be $80 versus $20. And this is the other thing, too. I'm seeing a lot of, like, stuff on TikTok where they're like, it's made from the same people. So yeah. I'm like, really, like, I'm actually just being smart by purchasing this yeah. fast fashion item for $20 from Shein versus $80 when it's going to be the same quality. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be no difference except for just the little logo on the back. So yeah. I don't know. It's a hard world being a girl in 2024.
Yeah, I need to get with it. I have made the excuse for so many years, like, when I get to the weight and the, like, body type I want, then I'll buy a whole new wardrobe. And here we are, like, 5 years later.
But I honestly, like, I know you say that, but I've seen you dressed up cute. I've seen you dressed up casual. I've seen you, like, get ready for, like, just running to the, you know, drop the kids off at school, some, like, athleisure wear. I feel like I've never seen you look, like, raggedy. Like, you know how to dress your body. You always dress, like, complimentary and cute. So I feel like even with you saying that you're, like, not intentionally getting dressed up, I feel like you still always look cute. Like, thanks. You haven't, like, let yourself go. Like, you still get cute.
Thanks. I've yeah. tried more recently in the past, like, year or two to be more mindful of, like, just put makeup on sometimes. Like, literally, there's for a while, like, unless I went to a wedding or something that was actually, like, important, I would not wear makeup. Like literally. Like, not yeah. to teach a parent meeting, nothing.
That's so okay. You're still so young, and, like, you look so pretty. Like, I feel like there's no need for you to wear makeup. So it's, like, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
my skin's not great, but I'm working on it. By the way, Royal Caribbean, shout out. I got a facial on there. And don't get me wrong, I use Elemis, and, you know, I use their marine cream primarily. And
love it. Elemis, love your marine
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, Elemis, honestly, is just the bomb.
Yeah.
But... there's always products that, like, you see online, right? There's a lot of mumbo jumbo. When you read them, they're like the little description, you're like, okay, who's that for? Like, like, what does this actually do? Everything's like, yeah. it works at the cellular level to improve blah blah, but, like, it doesn't really, like, you're always like, is this for me? No, yeah. I don't know. So there's always some things on Elemis that I, like, I want to try, but I'm like, I don't know if that's for me. Like, I need somebody to tell me, like, what I need. So anyways, during the facial, she told me what I needed, and I have done that, and my skin is 1,000 times better.
That's awesome.
Like, so good. I yeah. think something alchemy is the...
Yeah, it's like a resurfacing product, right?
It's like a... so I basically wash my face, like, wash my face per usual, like normal, And then I use the pads, the Elemis pads, mm-hmm. yep. the resurfacing
super
pads.
Good.
Uh-huh. And then I just put the serum. It's something alchemy, grown alchemy. I don't know, something like that. And it's a healing, like, serum.
Oh, that's really good.
And I do that every night. And then every morning I do also the resurfacing pads, and I do the marine cream.
Yep.
And then twice a week I scrub with the Elemis scrub. And then I do this, like, gel, like, acne mask on, like, the bottom half of my face twice a week. That's it. And nice. My face has been perfection.
You've probably been restoring your pH balance on your face by having such, like, a gentle routine, and then also only using the acne fighting products, like, where you actually get
I had lashes. Like these two pop up here, but whatever.
Can't even see them.
Yeah, they're covered with makeup. But yeah, she told me what to get, and it was fantastic, and that's I love good. It, and it's working great.
That's awesome.
That's yeah. all I needed. I just needed it. I mean, it's definitely
too. And that's only a couple too. Products, too. Like, yeah. that's the thing, too. A lot of people get overstimulated by all of this stuff that we see on social media where it's like, oh, I need a 20-product skincare regimen, and it's like, no way. Like, get back to the basics. Cleanse, take care of your, like, issue, your target problem, and then moisturize. Like, yeah. that's it.
Like, I have Alvaro on, like, one of those Korean sets.
Nice.
He last night, we'll he's like, do, how many products? Yeah. I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, because we'll have to do a before and after. You'll have to share pictures of,
and like, he does his skin. Frownies.
Frownies.
Frownies are supporter great.
Supporter of frownies. Yes.
Frownies, you're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they work. Are you still doing your frownies regularly?
I am. So, if you are a Botox user and you're looking for a more healthy, natural alternative, frownies. Because there's no chemicals. Like, it does nothing.
No, it's and it really does work. You just got to be consistent.
I use it for my forehead and my... I don't have an 11. I have a 1. And so, I'm very expressive in my
and
forehead.
And I haven't noticed your 1.
Them every night. Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah, you can see it right there.
Yeah, but you're scrunching. But you normally, yeah, prior, you had it no matter what.
I feel like I look fresh here. Yeah. I don't know if the listeners would agree, but I feel like it's like the lighting and the makeup is what's helping. But typically, that's like my one mm-hmm. that's always there. Like, it's embedded into like the muscle. So I feel like the frownies are very helpful for that because it basically plasters your skin and your muscle to stay put. And then it holds on to that like throughout the day. So, proud supporter of the frownies.
Yeah, frownies is great. You actually, I think you even have a code for it, so
hit us up. I will have and to Jackie share that. On, yeah, I'll have to share that on socials after this.
But frownies, great. I really want to try their apple serum that they have for on the that. Eyes. Apparently, yep. it is, like, marvelous. Mm. And people will immediately see a difference.
Interesting. Okay, we'll have to do a testing period of
yeah.
that.
We'll try we need out. To hold up our face as long as we can before we go and get our... lower facelift with Dr. Mike. Yes.
That is like the plastic surgery procedure of our generation, I think. I think we're all going to go get that.
Because I it's think minimally if you invasive. Don't get, yes, if you don't get a lower neck lift, like at our time, I think yeah. you're going to look like a old haggard.
Yeah. But I think this is the one, like without looking like super botched and crazy when mm-hmm. we're in our 60s and 70s, like we don't need a full face. Like don't be like pulling our face in weird directions, making us like look really weird and like robotic. The mini, like the half, neck.
Yeah.
That is just like chef's kiss for yeah. plastic surgery. I'm here for it.
And I'm not even a plastic surgery girl, but
yeah, you are. Like,
I'm not. I no, like avoid it. And don't get me wrong. If for some reason I happen to get to my 50s and 60s and my neck looks great, I won't get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my history with my neck.
Like genetically speaking, like with the women in your family.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, so everyone has the turkey neck on both sides of my family. And I'm not so sure about my mom's dad because he died when she was 11. So he was in his 40s. So like when I've seen pictures of him, his neck's fine. But I don't know what he would have been when he got older.
Of course.
But my mom's mom and my dad's mom and dad all have the neck. Every single one. And so I am doomed. Like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
I'm doomed.
I already feel it now. Like, I already see it.
Yeah. Interesting.
So it's fine. It's just part of my life. My mom's getting it. So, like,
yeah.
It is what it is.
And it's one of those things related to old age, too. So at least it's not a problem you have to worry about. Like, it's going to be later in life, and then you'll get to enjoy the, like,
snatched neck.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. I don't want to wait, because that's, like, something we've talked about as well. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 to get this done.
No.
I want to enjoy feeling awake and get this done in, like, my 60s or maybe late 50s, like depending 60. On when stuff starts to fall. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, thinking,
60, I think, is a good time.
I think 60 is the time where you're getting, like, a good amount of skin, but, like, you just look fresh and no one really notices, like, whoa, what did Heather do?
Yeah, what'd you do to your face?
Like, why do you look so different? Like, I feel like 60 is a perfect age of, like, a refresh.
And also, you're healthy enough, too, that it doesn't look weird. Because then you're still walking around, you're still active with your kids, like, doing normal life stuff. That
you still have time to age and get a little more wrinkly. Yeah. So when, like, I think that's a perfect time. Because any older, it's like, why?
For what purpose? Like, it doesn't benefit you. Like, you don't get to enjoy the benefit, like, the cosmetic benefits of walking around and feeling, like, refreshed and awake. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, the girls that we've seen, like,
I need
who is
to,
it? Danny Austin's mom.
Yes, and, like, and Darylan.
Darylan's mom. Like,
they're all 60 mark.
Yes. And they look great because they don't look fake. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the difference of, like, too much plastic surgery versus something that's, like, minimally invasive like this. And it's just such a refresh.
Yeah.
And they're going to look so, like, alive. And, like, their youthfulness, like, in their spirit is going to match the way that their face looks.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, I'm here for it.
And we're not, like, too old. We're going to, like, die on the table. No. You know what I mean? Like,
no. No. We'll recover. Like, our skin will bounce back. Like, we're not going to, it's not going to mess up our face. Like,
I just, honestly, the laser they do with the lower is, like, honestly the scariest part, in my opinion.
Is it CO2? Is that what they do? Is it the CO2 laser where it, like, it's, because it goes deeper.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but it, like, literally destroys your skin.
Yeah. But that's why you just have to take a vacation and stay home.
No, me and you are going to get at the same time, and we're just going to sit posted up.
Yeah. Our husbands can take care of us because we can't go out in public like that.
No.
Like, during the healing process. Like,
no, I mean, I guess when you're that age, you just don't care anymore. Like, I've seen, I've seen people go out with their little head things.
Yeah.
And, like, all
It's, like, the new
up.
Thing now. Like, plastic surgery is, like, praised now, where it's just like, oh girl, you got your nose done, high five. Like, good
way
for
too
you.
Much though,
like,
I think
that they just, like, walk around with it. But I feel like Darylan's mom, didn't she only have the redness for, like, I think the redness is all gone now, isn't it?
Was pretty much week? It was like 2 to 3 weeks and then her skin's back to pretty much normal.
Yeah,
it's not too bad.
No, it's not awful, because I feel like she's, a lot of she doesn't look as bandaged up. Like, yeah. But, like, if you're just hanging out with your family, like, it's fine. I can sit at home for a week and a half, 2 weeks, like, while it heals.
Yeah,
like,
we're going to be in Texas. Okay. I guess we could drive Dr. back Mike. To our land in Utah.
Yeah.
Me and Jackie have this master plan of
yes.
having a big, like, if I say compound, people might judge us, but... like, just a big compound.
Yeah, but it's going to be, yeah, like you said, not a negative compound. Like, just a place where we can, like, feel good for our families. And
yes.
have, like, our houses. And, like, maybe if we want to invest in a property or have, like, a business plan, this space allows us the capabilities to have a cute cow. Have a investment property. And then have our houses,
I think
our so
goal
that our kids can grow up.
Is, like... what are we thinking? No less than 100 acres, right?
Yeah, I think because I want it to be manageable and I don't want to isolate myself too much. Like, I want to be able to get to Costco.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter by your acreage.
No, but
you'll,
like,
just live closer
not
to
so
your road.
Far out. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Basically, we'll split it up. We'll do 50-50. And then we will, hopefully, our children will want to follow us. And there'll be so much land. We'll be far from each other. We're not, like, you know, just throwing a rock at each other's house.
No. Because we're going to have, like, our ATV.
Yes.
And we're going to be able to drive to each other's houses.
Yeah. And we'll be able to, like, gift our kids, like, a couple acres each.
Yep.
And hopefully then we can kind of set them up where they just have to build their house.
Yep.
And then they would be able to raise all their kids with each other.
Yeah. How
but
amazing
still
would that
be far. Like, we don't have
to
be.
Yeah, to feel like you have your own lives. Yeah, because we don't want it to feel like we're on top of them, because that's not what we're not trying to create a compound where it's like these kids are forced to live with us for the rest of their lives. So it gives them that independence that they can all have their own careers, but the option to, like, have a place to live.
Yeah, like, it would be so nice. We have that big property and it's like, go play.
Yeah.
You know, like, go play and go hang out with each other and go create havoc.
Go play outside. Like,
yeah, I think it'd be so fun. And then we also are going to have a wedding venue on the property.
Yeah.
Somewhere far
from
us, on the other side.
Yeah. And it's going to be so cute.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. Whether our husbands are on board or not. Albert says he's on board.
No, they know about it. I think they're just waiting for, like, the...
They don't realize how serious it is.
Yeah, yes. They're like, what business plan do you guys have in place to get this started? And we're like, bro, don't worry about it. Like,
yeah, and then
we're
going
to get a loan through the bank. Like,
yeah, and then if something happens to them, then we have each other.
Yeah. We're going to be living our best lives.
Yeah, and then it might end up working out that Liam and Callie get married. And then there's only one property that has to be between them.
And honestly, like I told you this before, I am so looking forward to being like your sister, the mother-in-law, sister wife of you.
Like, we'd be like, it's fine. We got the kids, like both grandmas. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Thanksgivings are not a battle. All of it. Like,
I think it'd be great. I mean, we have this plan. Will it happen? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're allowing the kids to be friends and giving them opportunities to hang out. So it's all in God's hands.
Like, yeah, we really are curious to see when it happens, when like Callie and Liam are like teenagers and kind of realize each other are like getting cute or pretty.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's got to be like that movie, The Summer I Turned Pretty. Where then, like, the first time that, like, we meet at the beach house together.
Because I feel like it happens like, quick.
Whoa. It does. Because then, like, especially because girls hit puberty sooner than boys do. Yeah. So I feel like there's a chance Callie could turn into, like, a woman. And then Liam's going to be like, Jax, like, your sister's really cute.
He's so like, shy, he's though. Like, I feel like he won't say anything.
No, he's just going to act weird around Callie. We'll see you at the dinner table where, like, hey, Liam, just sit down. And then it's less like...
Yeah, because we think so. Dylan, hers, and Callie are the same age, but we think that like personality wise, it wouldn't be Dylan.
No,
and both also them, age Callie and Dylan too.
Are very spunky. I feel like they both are like they're like really brother and sisterly with each other. So I feel like right now their banter back and forth doesn't give me like girlfriend boyfriend vibes at all.
But I, out of anyone, I think Dylan could be like the little player, the little like the ladies' man. I'm not ready for that. Sure.
No.
You know it. Between him and Liam? For sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, between the two of them, for sure.
Dylan already does that flirtatious, like, what?
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah, I just think age-wise, too.
Yeah.
Since girls mature faster, since Liam's only 2 years older than her.
I feel so, like, age-wise, maturity-wise, they would match up when they're both teenagers. Yeah.
I think for so. Sure.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see how, like, it ends up turning out. Does it turn out like our plan? It's probably going to be polar opposite.
Yeah.
They're like, ew, I don't want to be their friend anymore.
Or, no, what I think would be really cute, and I hope that this, like, works out, is that they do stay friends. Like, so even if Callie and Liam don't marry each other, which, of course, would be amazing. I'd love it if they stayed friends and they were, like, in each other's weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would be so cute. Where it's like, this is my childhood friend. And then they can just be like, bro, like, I'm so happy for you. Like, just that whole, like, I'm romanticizing it, like, from what I've seen on TV. But I just feel like it would be so cute.
I know. We've watched way too many, like, chick flicks.
Yeah. Just to see them up there together and, like, support each other. Because they've been then friends, like, through kind of, like, some really fundamental years. Like, that would be just so cute to see them, like, as grown-ups. Like,
I
just
we're, love it. What's it called when you're...
Manifesting.
Yeah, we're going to manifest that we're going to go on a cruise together when they're teenagers. Yes. And they're just going to have a little, like, fling.
Yeah, on the ship where they're just like, no, I don't want to go over there. Like, what are you guys doing? Why'd you guys walk away together? Like,
they go on the little potato chips. If any of you sail Royal Caribbean, the little potato chip... what do we call them? Pringles?
It looks like, because the shape of the little jungle gym is shaped like Pringle chips. They're like stacked and layered in precarious ways so that kids can like climb in them. So it's really cute.
When we were on our last cruise, Dylan and Callie were playing in there, and there was like, it was late at night because, long story short, our kids were still in kids' care, minus them two.
They wanted to be there, though.
They wanted to be there. So
just had to clarify.
And so we were letting them play, and it was like midnight. And there was like teenagers that were like up in the potato chips or Pringles. I keep calling potato chips. And they were like, they were being fine. They weren't being naughty.
Yeah,
they were just like talking. You could tell it was like their only way they could like talk maybe away from their family.
Yeah.
So maybe one day.
Yeah.
I wish I had a little cruise fling.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Cause you always see like the teen. I know. I gave another thumbs
up. It agrees.
Like,
yeah, thumbs fling. Up.
No, like walking around the ship, like as a teenager, to like just step away from
and you see
your
a
parents,
cute boy.
Like, yeah, like I never got to do that.
No,
like so it just sounds so cute. Like I would love that for our kids to be like, oh, like did you make friends? Like, hey, mom, I'm gonna go to the show with these guys over here. Like these are my friends. I'm gonna go hang out with them, or can I go get lunch with them? Like, bro, go. Like that's so cute.
Yeah.
Like I'll see you later. Like,
no, my first cruise was when I was like 24, 23.
Yeah, mine was as an adult, too. So,
yeah.
Had to go with my husband. That was my romantic
one. My first one was with Amanda.
Oh, that's cute, though. So you got to go with a girlfriend. That's fun.
Because I've already had his first girlfriend with his ex. His first cruise with his ex.
I misspoke. We don't have to talk about it.
Ew. They went on Oasis of the Seas.
Gross.
But it's fine. They didn't have fun, so. when we went on Oasis, I was like, are we redeeming this? Like, this ship, you've only been on with me.
Yeah. This is ours. This is our thing.
This is our cruise now. But now we've just haven't stopped since.
Yeah. Cruising. No, but it's good, though. Cruising is, we are very pro-cruising. It's the best kind of vacation you can go on with kids at our stage of life.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people hate on it, but it's fine.
No, that's fine. That can be our thing. Let us have fun on all the cool cruise ships, then.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm excited to go on mine. I've got 2 weeks, right? Two and a half weeks? Three weeks?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Should be good.
But.
Yeah. Before we close out, though, I have a little, like, a hot take question for you. Okay. Do you, speaking of vacations and cruising, are you a unpacker right away, or do you procrastinate and leave your bag out for a while before you put all your clothes away from getting back from a holiday?
So I'm a procrastinator. I really hate to admit that, and I'm working on it. I'm getting better. Yeah. But I'm a procrastinator. Like, if it wasn't for the pressure of Alvaro, my bag would stay there for weeks.
Same. I'm the exact same way. Maybe that's why we're friends. Tony's always like, how long is that bag going to stay there? And I'm like, till our next trip? I don't know. Like, what's wrong with it? It can stay there. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And Alvaro says it, like, not aggressively, but aggressively. Yeah. You know, like, he's not really asking me how long it's going to stay. It's like, you need to clean it up.
Yeah. He'll be like, what are you going to do today? Maybe you can unpack that bag.
That's exactly what he says. Okay. He's like, oh, what are you doing today? And I'm like, oh, just cleaning up. He's like putting away your suitcase. And I'm like.
Yeah. Maybe. But maybe. I will say, though, the pressure for me, though, and the reason maybe I'm not running to go unpack my suitcase is because I have to do the boys. So are you the main packer for your kids, or does Alvaro help you pack the kids?
No, I pack everything.
Yeah, so for me, like, I can get the boys unpacked and packed pretty easily. So I think because I've already been doing all that packing for them, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to go do my bag now, too. Like,
yeah.
They're done. I'm good to go for the day. Like, that bag can sit there. Like,
yeah, I'm also torn because the problem is that, so when I travel, I'm pretty good about packing, like, what I need, right? Yeah. So when we come back, we always fill one suitcase with all the dirty clothes. So what I do is the second I get back, I am good about that. I take all the clothes out and the dirty clothes and I put them to wash.
Yeah.
So perfect. The only thing remaining in my suitcase is, like, the pair of heels you brought or, like, the random stuff. It's not a bunch of clothes.
No, yeah.
So I feel like, why do I need to unpack that now?
Yeah.
And then slowly over time, as you need things, you just grab them out.
Yeah, because I right now have a little pile of things from when I went and visited you this summer.
So we're at 2 weeks now.
Sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also Tony's not here. So he doesn't know that this
pile you don't feel the pressure.
No, there's nobody giving me pressure right now. And what I've been doing is just taking stuff as I need
it.
Because I'm just like, oh, where was that? Oh, here it is. Here are my shoes. Like, let's go. Like,
yeah.
And it'll eventually get put away. It'll be gone by the time Tony gets home. That's my guarantee.
That's a long ways away.
It'll get done. But it's just like right now there's not been an urgency. The boys are unpacked. Everything, like you said, I got rid of all the dirty laundry. So, like, I did the gross stuff. But, like, this stuff's just clean. Accessories, bathing suits. Like, it's fine. It can just sit there.
Yeah. I think it's a girl thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how they say, like, girls love, like, showers that burn them.
Yeah.
And guys that, like, can't stand it.
That torture,
like,
ourselves.
It's just, I think it's just in our DNA. Because yeah. I think most guys would say the same thing. That they just, and I think it's because they only take clothes and a pair of shoes.
No, they do. Because I've seen Tony pack. I don't know if it's the same for you and Alvaro, but literally Tony will just be like, zip. And then when we come home, zip. And put it right back into, and I'm just like, bro, how did you do that so easily?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my stuff is like, it's like bathing suits, nippies, a purse, different types of shoes. Like, none of it is, like, the same where I can just, like, shove it back in a drawer somewhere.
And, like, especially in a cruise, you have, like, your nicer stuff, like your heels and all that. And, like, I'm probably not wearing that for months.
No, so it's not going to be touched. Like, it's just going to sit there waiting for my next special occasion. So, I don't know. Maybe it is a girl problem. Let us know, ladies. Are you a procrastinator, or do the hubbies unpack before you? Are they pressuring you to hurry up and unpack? Because clearly Heather and I are not going to unpack our bags right away.
Nope. It's only pressure from the hubbies that you're like, okay. Yeah. It's like in the middle of your master bedroom.
It's literally between the foot of the bed and the dresser. It's just literally, you have to walk around it. Like Bailey walks around the pile of stuff to get to his bed. And I'm like, sorry.
I love it. I mean, I feel like we're all the same people. We think it's just us. And then it's like, it's all of us. Yeah. We all do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. For sure.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much for cluing in and joining us for another episode, and we look forward to seeing you guys again next week.
Yes, we are trying to get guests on here, so we're working on it, so it's not just us. So we have some good plans coming up, but thank you for joining us.
Stay tuned. And follow us on all the socials.
Yes.
Always.
All the socials. Follow us, please. We need help.
Yep. Support your girlfriends. Like, support us. Okay? Yeah.
Well, bye.
Until next time. Bye.